Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation. All right, today we're going to talk about the levels of consciousness. Now, the levels of consciousness are a really interesting topic. It is really a better way to kind of explain it is the understanding that someone has come to thus far in their life is their level of consciousness. So, what does that mean? Well, if my understanding is that I'm angry and I have every right to be, and if you're not angry too about the subjects I'm angry about, then basically there's something wrong with you, right? I know the truth. Or maybe it's fear, anxiety. You know, if you're not anxious, you're going to have some problems because you're not looking around. Or if you're living in a feeling of, let's say, craving, you know, you're demanding that life is going to give you exactly what you want, and you're holding on to it. This craving level, you get enslaved to it, and it's the truth. It's basically the world has collapsed to these are the good things, and that's the only thing that's going to give me pleasure and happiness. So anyway, The thing about these levels of consciousness is that they've all already been mapped out. It's like a ladder, if you will. And with each individual step or change in your understanding, what ends up happening is that life changes. And it's like mathematics. Now, These have been segregated into what I would call two primary categories, and that is in the lower levels of consciousness, you are extracting energy from life, extracting energy from the room, extracting energy from the people around you. So when we are in these lower levels of consciousness, you can almost, you know, see it, right? If somebody is in grief or in shame or feeling humiliated, they bring everybody down. Now, on the other side, there's this whole upper level of consciousness where people begin being accepting. They become willing to do jobs, any job. They become productive. They start to uplift others around them. These actually generate energy. They generate energy for the people around them. They provide positive benefit, not only with physical production, but also emotionally supportive, emotionally uplifting. Now, these levels, which we'll go through, it's a gradient. You know, at the bottom of this gradient, it's really tough, and life is very harsh, and you are sucking the will to live out of everyone around you. And at the upper levels of this, you are effervescent, and you're uplifting people just by your presence. So this is a tremendous thing to understand. Once you understand this, then you'll actually find yourself looking at the next level very differently than you did today. When you don't even know that there's a next level, you don't know what to expect or the benefits. One of the things about the work that is done at Cogno Movements, we have programs out there that you actually utilize these levels of consciousness, which I'm going to talk to you about a little bit later. But one of the things that we talk about is that each layer has some benefit, a perceived benefit, and that perceived benefit is basically sometimes what we call a secondary gain. Like, let's say for if I'm sick, then I don't have to go to school. I don't have to go to work. That would be an example of a secondary gain that you would get out of something. But with each level, there is what we say a better piece of chocolate. There's still chocolate at the lower levels of understanding, but as we rise up through the levels, the chocolate gets sweeter and sweeter and better. So without further ado, we'll start with the lowest level. Now, Dr. David Hawkins, this work was actually produced by him, and it was very interesting. One of the most popular books that Dr. David Hawkins did was this one called Power Versus Force. Now, he has many, many books that he has written, and they're all based upon what they call this map of consciousness right here. And this map, it helps to define the different levels from low to high. So you know what the next level is, but it starts off at the very bottom in at shame. And the level of shame is a feeling that I am inherently flawed as a being. It's like there's it's not something I did, which an event, which would be guilt, but it's actually I am just inherently bad. I'm a flawed. You end up experiencing the emotion of humiliation. Now, people that are at this level, they will spend a lot of time sleeping. They have very, very little energy of life for life. And so what that means is they may have a hard time taking care of themselves. So it draws in the energy from others. You need caretakers. You need help to for people to help you. This level, we have the perception of life that it's miserable, and we also, interestingly enough, have a perception of God, kind of like the Old Testament, that God can be despising, punishing. So this level is on a mathematical scale, which Dr. David Hawkins had come up with, is a 20 out of 1,000. So when, for example, if you were up at the 1,000 level, you'd have a fully different experience of life. But more importantly, your energy from your nervous system would be freely flowing. So what happens with your nervous system in these lower levels of consciousness is that there's a lot of resistance in that nervous system. And so hence, you end up getting very tired. You may have brain fog. You can't think very well. But just so you know, as we go up the scale and go from in these lower levels, which are some derivative of fear, to the upper levels, which are some derivative of love, your nervous system begins to relax, and the actual voltage in your body increases. So the next level up, this was a 20. The next level up would be a 30. It has much more energy than being at shame and humiliation. And this one is guilt. I'm guilty about something I did. Now, at this level, where somebody is residing, they end up starting to focus their attention outward. They will blame. They'll blame themselves, but mostly you'll find them blaming others. And that's how you know when somebody is incessantly blaming that there's something in their past that they feel very guilty about. And when they're in this position of blaming, they basically take on the role of victim. And with that, as they're blaming, they're going to find more things to be victimized about. And it'll happen just as natural as, you know, just natural as breathing, getting cut off in the car, getting the wrong order at the restaurant, you name it. The process that they're in is a process of destruction. So you'll see them destroying their lives, and that can show up in accidents or medically or you name it. The life view is that life is evil. They'll see evil everywhere. And they'll see God as vindictive. He's going to show his wrath, and you'll find that's a very common thing. Now, the next one up on the scale is apathy. So apathy has more energy than this guilt. So at this level, it is a 50. So we started at 20 at shame. Next one up was guilt at 30. Now we're at apathy. It has basically 50. So you've got a lot more energy than the level of shame and humiliation. Now at apathy, you'll find yourself, your view of life is hopeless, that God's condemning, and that the emotion you're feeling is despair. And you just want to withdraw from life. This is a withdrawal, just like a complete, like nothing can be done. Now at this level, you have significantly more energy than the levels below it, but you'll find that the next level is actually going to bring more energy still. This is still a very low level, and you're still extracting the energy from those around you. And I think anybody who's listening to this will actually see the truth of this in their life. And that is, this level is at 75, and it is grief. Now, grief is all about loss. You'll find your view that life is tragic, that only a disdainful God could take whatever you loved away. There is a lot of time at this level in regret. Your life is looked at in the rearview mirror, and that you'll feel despondent. So that's the process that you're in, is despondency. The emotion of grief is actually stuck in the nervous system. And one of the main things that I'd love for everybody to get out of this is that each one of these, it can be removed. It can be processed. It can be let go of. If you are aware of, let's say, for example, your grief or your guilt, there's a feeling somewhere within your body, which is basically something that your nervous system is expressing. If that feeling was gone, you literally wouldn't feel it anymore. And that is what we do with CogniMovement. We have a seminar that is actually coming up at the end of September. It's for 5 days. And we go through all of these levels and we remove all of those feelings of shame, humiliation, apathy, despair, regret. All of these things, we go through and do these physical exercises that help the nervous system to let go of that. If you're interested, that is information that you'd like to investigate this further. You can find that at cognomovement.com. That's cognomovement.com. And now we're going to take a quick break from our sponsors. We'll be right back and we'll go over the next levels in this levels of consciousness map.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real. But that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
The station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. So we have gone over the first levels of the levels of consciousness. We've gone from the levels of shame, guilt, apathy, grief, and the next one up is now at the level, mathematical level, that was given as 100. Now, this level is fear. And fear is where I believe a large percent of the population is operating. And fear is basically a great way to control a person or a population. That we've proven that, right? Everybody has seen this over and over. The emotion that you're at this level is anxiety, and you experience withdrawal. Life view is that everything is frightening, and we look at God as punitive. Now, if you are afraid, you know, you're at the level of fear, your body is vibrating at that, what you'll find is that at this level, you're looking out there for, and you see lots of things to be afraid of. Everybody is pretty much has a friend like this that's constantly, is this going to, look out, this is going to happen, look out there, you know, and everything is one big lookout. So this level of fear is really quite massive once you get over it. This level for some people is like they want their fear, you know, oh, it keeps me safe. But you can lose your fear and keep your discernment. And what do I mean? A great example of that is that you're driving down the road and the light goes from a red light, to green. You've discerned that it's now green. You discern how many feet in front of you the car is in front of you. You don't have to get afraid every time there's a car in front of you. You just discern that is, 30 feet away, 20 feet away, 10 feet away. Okay, stop. So this level, what it does is it kind of keeps you trapped. Things that you don't do, things that you won't pursue because of the fact that you're afraid of the outcome. Afraid of, and that outcome could be anything from your reputation to finances to health risks to you name it. Now the next level up here is 125. There's a big jump up, and this level is what they call the level of desire. And at this level, you find yourself, the emotion you're going through is craving. But interestingly enough, at this level, you become enslaved. There is a greater and greater reduction of the things that bring you pleasure, and you end up enslaved to that thing. So this is a little bit different than the desire to make a better life. This is the type of desire that is corrosive to your life. One of the things that you find at this level is that your view of God is that he's denying you. He's denying you what you want. And you feel very disappointed at this level because we don't get what we want all the time. So going up from that level is the level of anger, which is at 150. At this level, anger is producing a lot more energy. You know, when you're in apathy or when you're in shame and humiliation, you don't have the actual energy like you do at anger. You're not yelling and screaming and trying to force your will upon another. That's just not a thing. You don't do it. So this anger, this level of consciousness is something where you have a lot more energy to get stuff done, but you view your life through some very corrosive viewpoints, which is you see and feel that there's antagonists out there. These are the people that you're going to focus on, and whether they're in person or whether they're on your TV, you're in the process of aggression, and at the level of anger, you see God as vengeful. The next level up is pride. Now, at pride, everybody, when I was growing up, you would think, pride is a great level. To be proud, our high school team, be proud of, our mascot and our high school, and we're the best. And, and people are doing it constantly, whether it is being associated with a particular team or pride in being at a particular position. Pride sounds like a wonderful thing, and it is a better piece of chocolate, much better than shame or humiliation or being apathetic or being angry. Being proud of what has been accomplished. However, there is a a stepping stone that we don't really realize. And you'll see some political figures, global leaders, that are very proud. But they also have the other side of the coin, which is scorn. If I'm very proud of what I've done and what my country is and my, you know, whatever, I'm going to scorn the other. So this ends up causing a lot of problems. Your life view is that you become very demanding. You kind of see these people that are very, very demanding of the others around them, that it must be a certain way. Now, at this level, when you're at this level of pride, you see God as indifferent. So you're in a process, though, of inflation. I'm bigger, I'm better, I'm the best, you know, that sort of thing. Everybody knows one of these. Now, there's a, this is kind of the ending point of the extraction of energy from others. And there's, as we move to the next level of courage, we begin to generate energy. We're generating energy for ourselves. We become less less pulling from others and more generating. And at the level of courage, we jump up to a level of 200. We've come a long way. You can imagine you came from 20 all the way up to 200. When you're at the level of courage, you're afraid, but you move forward anyway. I'm going to do it anyway. And you start to view the emotion you're in is that life is feasible. There's, you know what? It's feasible. This is a major jump up from the levels of understanding that are below it. You are entering the level of empowerment. You've gotten beyond all of these lower levels, and you're literally self-empowering. This is huge. The emotion you feel is affirmation. I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. And you actually go out and do. So this level, our viewpoint of God is that he's permitting. He's permitting. Much, much different than the old viewpoint that we viewed God as. I find it fascinating that as our understanding of life changes, we end up having a situation where we view God differently. It's fascinating. And you'll see this evolve as we go through the different levels of understanding. So the next level up is very interesting. After beyond courage, it goes to 250, which is considered neutrality. And we start to look at life as satisfactory. And that God goes from permitting to now enabling. And we experience this as an emotion of trust. I can be neutral because I can trust. If I don't have trust, I can't be neutral. Think about anything, anything at all. Your partner, the price of gas, the medical community, whatever it is, if I can trust, I can become neutral and I can see things as okay. They're satisfactory. Now, the next level up is a big jump. It's 310 on the scale, and this level is called willingness. Now, I find this fascinating. Willingness. At the level of willingness, we become optimistic. That's the emotion that we're feeling. And the feeling, the life view is that things are hopeful. And God view is that God is inspiring. So at this level, we find that people are always employed. They'll do any job. They're willing, and they'll do it well. At 310, they start doing any job and doing it well because they're willing to do it. And the next one up, which we're going to get to in a minute, it can be life-changing. We're going to get to it right after this message from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and here we are, as promised. That next level is 350. Now, at this level, it's called acceptance. At the level of acceptance, we become willing to forgive. This is the emotional process that we're at the level of 350. Below this, it's very hard to forgive. But when we do, we start to experience harmony, and we see harmony throughout life. Things start to fit together. Below this level, we've been fighting life. We've been fighting, and at this level, when we start to forgive, we see the bigger picture, and we see also the viewpoint of God changing to God becoming merciful. And you as well at this level. At this level, you begin to transcend the normal life. At this level, you become free. Free from the binds, the handcuffs that you put on yourself to the people that hurt you. And at this level, the better piece of chocolate is that you have figured out or experienced that this was actually ended up being in your best interest. Now, at the level of 400, this is the level of what Dr. David Hawkins had said was reason. Now, at this level, the creativity goes off the charts. You start to experience a lot of putting the pieces of the puzzle together, creativity-wise. You'll start inventing things. Things just make sense to you. At this level of reason, this is the level where Einstein, Galileo, Leonardo da Vinci, all of these reside at this level 400. And the way that you end up getting to this level is by letting go of all of your judgments. You've already forgiven, but if you start to let go of your judgments, what happens is neurologically, your brain starts firing completely differently. And at this level, some people will reach at this level just basically born into it. But for most of us that end up hitting this level, it's because we've let go. It's a very real level, and it doesn't make any sense at all. It certainly has that better piece of chocolate. The next level is 500, and this is the level where you begin to feel love. You have gone and began to make the world's longest journey from the head to the heart, is what they say. And at this level, you begin to see God as loving. You see life as benign. And a feeling of reverence begins to emerge as a feeling. This continues on in degrees. At the level of 540 is when that feeling of love begins to be less. Between 500 and 540, there's less and less strings that you've attached to this feeling of love. And when you reach 540, a feeling of joy emerges. But this is very different. When I say joy begins to emerge, what I mean is that it's not external. An externalized joy, which most people think of, is I got the new car, I got the new house, I won the lottery, something like that. But those external things are pleasure, and they're not joy. Joy is internal, and nothing caused it. There's no external event that caused it. You just feel it for no good reason. Your view of life is that you feel life is complete. And the view of God is that God is one. One with all. And you the emotion that you experience is serenity. This level, and just above this level, is the level where saints find their home as far as their level of consciousness, somewhere between 540 to 560 is where a lot of the saints reside. And at that level is where these mystical things that saints do. It's the healings and those sorts of things. The healings, the knowings. At those levels, the laws of physics start to bend a bit. And these mystical things that are talked about in the Bible, start to become commonplace. And I wouldn't have believed any of that until I'd actually witnessed it. But it wasn't just happening 2,000 years ago. It's still happening today. And it's available to really anybody. I love the quote by the poet Rumi, and the quote is that seek not to love, but to remove the blocks to it. So that was a very significant understanding, a different way of looking at things, because everybody's like, oh, I want to unconditionally love. Well, you're trying to, but you're pulled back by, they're kind of a jerk and they're kind of a jerk and I don't like that and that. So by removing these blocks, you end up there. So how do you remove the blocks? Well, the way you remove the blocks is very, very simple. You have automatic reactions within your body, and those automatic reactions are what keep you from loving. So my resentment, my blame, my grief, my guilt, those are the automatic reactions. Nobody ever chooses to get angry. You're just angry. You're angry about this or that externally happened, but you didn't choose to get angry. You just got angry. And those automatic reactions, once those have a clear pathway to be processed, you literally don't feel them anymore. The simple way that I like to look at it is, what if you didn't have any shame from your life, humiliation, guilt, grief, blame, apathy, despair, hopelessness, any fear, any anxiety? If you weren't addicted to anything, if you trusted, if you had fully forgiven yourself and everyone else, if you had all of these things that were not present in your life, what would be left? Love would automatically show up. That's the only other choice. And this wonderful feeling that simply emerges will produce this better piece of chocolate of life. Things start going more smoothly. You can imagine how great your body would feel if you didn't have any of those things, if it wasn't the case anymore. That is available. It's available for everyone if you know how. And the CognoConscious event that's coming up in late September is 5 days of exercising your nervous system, giving a chance for all those emotions to come up throughout and no longer feel them. By the fifth day, you'll have elevated your consciousness significantly, even if you only let go of one thing, the big thing. You'll find an extraordinary jump in your understanding. You'll find yourself looking at life a whole different way. If it's 5 days this year, it's in Mount Shasta. And if you're interested, go to cognomovement.com. That's CognoMovement.com. And you get your ticket there. There's not many left, but there's tickets there, and hopefully we'll see you at the event. Thank you all. Hope you enjoyed this.
Hey, that was a great episode. Thanks, Bill. This is Liz Larson popping in to say, Bill and I are always talking about how the nervous system impacts your life, but we'd like to know from you, what would you like to hear on the next episode of the New Life Perspectives podcast?
Do you like it when we talk about the weird stuff? Are you more into the medical topics? Are you more into knowing what to do about very specific problems in your life? Whatever it is, reach out to us, info@cognomovement.com, and let us know what you'd like to hear next. If you give us a great topic and you want us to, we'll give you a shout out in the next episode. All right, guys, we can't wait to hear from you.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.